Welcome to Road to Redemption, a show sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption.
Welcome to Road to Redemption. This is John Martin, your host, and Road to Redemption is a weekly show bringing hope. And today, I'm just so excited to be with my good friend, Pastor Steve Vigalis. Steve, thanks for coming here. I'm just so excited, so honored to have you here.
John, it's an honor to be with you. I'm so grateful that you do this show and you inspire so many and you bring so much hope and you're utilizing the very reason we have Destiny Radio.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just so excited that you had the vision to start this, to do this, to bring this together. Because when you told us about it, ROI, when I heard that, I was like, that is just an amazing idea. You know, I know that the Lord was in it, and it's so great. I'm just so passionate about what this station is doing.
Well, the station has just been, it's been a dream come true. You know, my pastor started this radio station in the 80s, and we had the opportunity to take it over and to begin to just take it to its next season, take it to its next level. And I'm telling you, it has been a ride. I mean, it has been a ride. It has been great. It's been great to see it just being so maximized, really. That's probably the best word I can find, John, is that it's being maximized, whether it's shows like yours or whether it's music that we play, inspirational thoughts that we share. Because it really is a tool, like you said, man, to reach this community. And I'm so grateful for it. And I'm grateful for the team and Drew and everybody.
It's pretty
cool. Yeah, it is. Awesome. It is. I walk by this the studio and pinch myself on it. So I was like, yeah, it's on our property.
Well, Pastor, and a lot of people, you know, they've heard bits and pieces of your story and your sermons. But give us your background. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, you know, my story, you know, I was raised as a Greek Orthodox priest's son. Mm-hmm. So I've always had exposure to faith, you know, but that doesn't mean I had a real personal faith. Just to put it in a nutshell, I didn't have a personal faith, John. I had a religious faith until I had an encounter with Jesus. And when God spoke to me, you know, to have something real with him, I gave my life to Christ. And when I did that, I pursued Bible college because I just knew that there was a drawing in my heart towards sharing the gospel. I just knew it at a young age, even before I got saved. It's kind of hard to say it, but when you look back, you see God was putting the Lego pieces together. At first, when God just, you know, gives you just all the pieces, they're not together. But I gave my life to Christ, and I did that. And then I served, you know, in Fort Walton Beach at a church for 14 years. And from there, John, I was sent out here to Walton County to start a church in October of 2001. And from then, here we are today as a church that I believe is called to be a regional church to impact Northwest Florida. I really do. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity. That's about 55 years in a nutshell. I just gave you in a minute, in a span of 45 seconds.
Yeah, I know. Well, And to reach the lost, you know, that's what we talk a lot about on this show. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, are looking for purpose in life, you know, and are trying to kind of say, what is this Jesus about? What would you say to anybody out there listening that's kind of in that spot, that's not so sure, you know, about Jesus and God and, you know, what would you say to them?
The first thing I would just say is that God made you a spiritual being. And I think that when you take a moment to realize that you're more than just a physical being, you're a spiritual being. And so as a spiritual being, that means that you have an eternity. And to be able to think about eternity beyond your lifespan gets you to start thinking beyond this world, and you start thinking about God. And as you begin to think about eternity, as you begin to think about the limitations of, you know, your physical attributes, you begin to think about, man, there's a God, and I need to meet him, and I need to get to know him. And that's what happened to me, John. In a nutshell, I was with my friends, and I got out of a car, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. God spoke to me. I didn't hear it with my ears, so I don't want to sound, you know, spooky to people. I had this impression in my heart that said, it's now or never with me. You need to get to know me.
Wow.
And that's what happened. I got to know the Creator that eternally knew me and eternally has a plan for me. And so I wanted to get out of what I was doing and start doing what I'm, you know, the way I was living and who I was living for, which was myself, and start living for Jesus. I started to think eternally. You know, it's just, it's essential for people to have to think beyond the natural and think spiritually.
Amen. Well, that's good, Pastor. And what, I know it hasn't always been easy for you. I mean, you know, this was, starting church isn't easy, you know, and I know you've shared a lot in our ROI group about that. What have been some of the biggest challenges you've had, and how have you overcome those?
You know, John, one of the biggest challenges I've had is just having to fight discouragement. Discouragement.
That's good.
It's not been, it's, you know, responsibility is a lot of things that you have to do and carry, but relationships can be exhausting and they also can be discouraging. And if you're ever going to do anything for God or do anything worthwhile in life, if you're ever going to reach your dream, your potential, your vision, your destiny, you're going to have to fight discouragement. And throughout my whole life, I have had to fight discouragement. Discouragement in the realm of rejection, people walking in and out of your life, people telling you what you should be doing, what you're not doing enough, what you're not doing good enough. We're in the people business.
Yeah.
And what happens is that, you know, Jesus had to face it. Paul had to face it. I have to face it. I'm certainly not in their company or league, but I'm just being honest. It's probably discouragement is probably the toughest thing. And learning how to do this, John, shake it off. Learning how to shake off discouragement and rejection, which is easier said than done. But I've had to do that. I mean, whether it's in sales, whether it's in customers, being able to fight it is probably the toughest thing. You know, when Jesus sent them out 2 by 2, He said, no, you're not going to be received everywhere. And when you're not received, in other words, when you're rejected, don't get discouraged. Knock the dust off. And learning how to throw the dust off is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But you got to do it. That's probably been the toughest battle because it's an ongoing battle. You never conquer it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, buddy?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, and I face it a lot in my profession, rejection. Disloyalty.
Yep. Disappointment.
Yeah. Offense is a big one. You know, so that's, I can relate with that.
Yeah. And so learning how to do that. Yeah. So if there are people that are listening to our show today, and I know there are thousands of people listening, you know, being able to shake that off, because otherwise, if not, it will, you know, here's my best illustration. You got to be like if you ever grilled with charcoal, okay, not the cheesy, cheap way, the easy way, which is a grill, which I do now, but if you did it with charcoal, there's times where those ashes kind of cake over and you got to shake them, right, to get back that fire. And if you don't learn how to shake it off, man, it'll get the best of you. It'll put your fire out.
Amen.
It'll take your steam out.
Amen. That's good.
And that's probably been the toughest thing for me, John.
Okay. You talked about reset. I was really blessed with this message you just gave on reset. And I was wanting to ask you, how did God reset you?
You know, one of the things that God has done for me on my road to redemption is to reset my story, buddy. And the way he reset me is, you know, there's things in your life that are seasonal, you know, and there was a season of my life for 14 years that came to a close in 2001. And I was ready for God to reset my story, not as an associate pastor, but as a lead pastor. I really felt like there was a dream in me and there was a lot of things in me that needed to come forth and needed to be done, and that I needed a reset. And it was one of the best things that God did was my pastor coming to me and telling me, it's time for a new season. You know, there's times where God will close the door for you. You know, the Bible says God closes and no one opens. And there's times where God opens and no one can close. Well, God was closing a door and that I just couldn't go back.
Amen.
And my pastor sent me out here to Destin, you know, out here to Walton County. And then when God opened that door, no one could close it. It just began to just snowball. And so, you know, a lot of times when you look at over your life, he resets you in your career. He resets you in relationships. God is always a constant God of resetting you. You know, every 7 years, even our bodies reset. I don't know if you knew that or not. Our cells, kind of regenerate. That's a reset. God is always into resetting things, you know, to making things from taking us from one season to another season. So good. That has just been a great, great. Yeah, sometimes it'll scare you.
Yeah.
You know, if we would reverse our roles and I interviewed you, there's been some seasons where you're like, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to reset. I'm kind of comfortable over here. But God has a way of closing the door and moving you on.
That's good.
You know, it's kind of like if you even think about this radio station. This whole radio station has had an ultimate reset from where it was and how it did, how it functioned, and how it operated. It's been an incredible reset.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, talk to us a little bit about your vision for Destiny for the next decade. What do you see?
I see us being, first of all, I see us continuing to build on what God has set, you know, building on the same foundation, which is reaching people, building lives. And we have it in our hearts to reach people along the Emerald Coast, along Northwest Florida. I keep saying to everybody all the time, we're a regional church. And I don't say that other than the fact that God's just called us to that. You can't manufacture that. We're called to be a regional church. And one of the reasons this is to expand throughout Northwest Florida. You know, we've got some exciting things happening at Destiny Radio and expanding its reach.
Awesome.
We're planning more campuses because we're expanding its reach. We're expanding our school because we're expanding our reach. You know, reaching people, building lives is just the heart for us to continue to doing what we're doing and at the same time be open for what God's going to do. And we want to continue to doing a lot of the same of what we're doing, but reaching more people than ever before. There are so many lost people, and that's what I love about this show, John. There are so many people that are unchurched, de-churched. There are so many people that don't have the hope, the redemption, the reset that they're longing for. And that's why we do what we do. We're wanting to just reach people as much as we can, and I can't reach them alone.
Amen.
That's why I got guys like you and Drew.
Amen. It's great. Well, Pastor, talk to us a little bit about personal fun. I mean, what do you do for enjoyment?
Well, one of the things I love to do, but I don't do it often, and that is play golf. I don't play as much golf as I want. Everyone thinks that pastors play golf 24. you work one day a week, and you barely put in a full day on Sunday. You know, you get to play golf the whole time. And if I play one round a month, I'd be very grateful. I don't know if I play 12 rounds in a year, but I do love the game, and I play with my wife Jackie because we're best friends.
Yeah,
and I also love to take trips. You know, I do like to travel. It is something that I never took vacations when I was young. Part of my story is my dad never took trips. My dad never took vacations. He worked extra to get double pay for vacations, and we never took trips. So I'm vicariously reliving my childhood and taking trips, and I just love it. And my wife being from Orlando doesn't hurt either because I take a lot of trips to Orlando. But that's what I like to do. I like to play golf. I like to take trips. I like spending time with family.
Is there any goals of any courses or any places?
Yes.
Well, give us some of those.
My bucket list is one day to be able to play Augusta. I've never, I would love to be able to play Augusta. You have to be invited to go, and you have to be invited by someone that is a member to go. And so it'll take a miracle.
There's a lot of people listening here, Pastor, so you never know.
Yeah, but you can't ask. You can't ask. If you ask, you're automatically not allowed to invite yourself. Yeah. So you might have just ruined some of my chances.
I believe we said it and it'll happen.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I believe
Doesn't matter.
Well, lastly, I just wanted to ask you, you know, as we're talking about personal fun and ministry and all this stuff, how do you find balance?
That's a great question, John. Boy, you ask some great questions, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, and the way I have to find balance, a lot of times is my wife has to help me. I don't think you could really self-assess yourself as best as you think you can. You always need somebody to speak into your life to help you find your balance, because people notice when you're off balance. You know, if you ever watch somebody kind of like lose their equilibrium and you're like, you spot them, they might not realize it that they stumbled, but you realize hey, that person needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for my wife that keeps me in balance. I'm so grateful that the Lord keeps me in balance too. There's times where if you're really, you know, seeking the Lord, he'll tell you, hey, this area of your life is, you know, is not in sync. So mm-hmm. I think there's you know, because remember, all of us wear multiple hats, right? I mean, think about it. We're fathers, we're husbands, we're leaders, we're Christ followers, we're witnesses for the gospel. I mean, there's always so many different hats you're wearing constantly, and making sure that you're not neglecting one over the other.
That's great, Steve.
Man, thank you. Wow.
Well, folks, before we go, we always want to share three key things we want you to come away with. And number one is God will speak to you right now through his written word. If you're out there and you're struggling, you can open the Bible app right now. Even if you don't have, if you have a Bible, go get it and start reading his word. He will speak to you right now. You can get the YouVersion app, start reading it. Number two, go find a local Bible-believing, Christ-centered church. We have a great one here in Destiny throughout Northwest Florida. We invite you to come and join us and give it this year. Give 2023 one year. Go to church. And lastly, when you get in that church, get in a small group, an accountability life group. These folks are going to do life with you. They're going to just help hold you accountable. And we can promise you, if you do those three things, you're going to just see major improvement and hope restored in your life. Pastor, thank you for joining me today.
John,
it's been
thank
great.
You for inviting me. It's been an honor. Love this station. Love you. Love Road to Redemption.
You.
You've been listening to Road to Redemption, sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption. If you have any comments or questions, we would love to connect with you. You can reach out to us at destinyradio.live. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Road to Redemption.